Good afternoon, I'm Lou Jordan with Kids in the Community, being brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance and our latest Kids in the Community Award recipients. Now this afternoon, I'm sitting down with Abby and Emily Covert. Good afternoon, girls. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, we're going to talk with Emily. Emily, how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
All right, Emily. So tell everybody why you were nominated today to be on the show.
Because we made bracelets. We donated them to the SPCA.
So what kind of bracelets did you make?
Rubber band bracelets, bead bracelets.
Rubber band and bead bracelets. And then you went out and you sold those.
Yeah.
And then what did you do again with all that money that you made?
I donated them to the SPCA.
So you made all those bracelets, and then you and your sister sold the bracelets and gave all the money to the Clearfield County SPCA. I'll bet those folks are really proud of you and thankful that you did all that work.
Yes.
So where did you sell these bracelets at? Where did you go to?
At the Minton Market, 3 p.m.
And a lot of people stopped by and bought your bracelets?
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Did you have a lot of fun doing this?
Yeah.
So, Abby, if there were other little kids out there listening and they would like to raise money, maybe to help animals like you and your sister did, what would you tell them to do?
Go to Minton Market and buy some bracelets so we can donate $1 to the SPCA.
That is a wonderful thing to say, and that's great advice. Thank you for doing all that work and for helping the animals.
Yeah.
So, Emily, is there anything else you would want to say? Do you want to tell us that you're the cool one?
Yeah, I'm the cool one.
Okay, Emily, it's your turn now to introduce your sister, okay?
Here is Abigail Covert.
Yay! All right, Abby. So tell us, in your words, what happened, okay?
Well, we sold bracelets. Every dollar from a bracelet went to the SPCA and Clearfield. And I made bead bracelets.
So that's your specialty, making the bead bracelets?
Yeah.
So you get the beads, are they all different colors?
Yeah, and I could put, like, names and stuff on them.
Now, that's really cool. So if I came along and I said, hey, can you put my name on there, you can just make a custom-made bracelet for me?
Yep.
That would be awesome. So you sold a lot and you made the money. So you too, you must be an animal lover. You want to help the animals.
Yeah.
So who came up with this idea?
Well, actually, we went to the Blueberry Festival at the Blue Cow in Kermansville. And there was this lady that made these other kind of bracelets. And my dad was saying how we made a kind of bracelet, too. And then she said, well, I hope to see you at the Minton Market on Saturday.
And by golly, you were there, right?
Yep.
So do you think you'll continue doing projects like this to help the animals?
Yep.
Well, if you ever do that again, make sure that you let us know what you're doing so we can put you back on the air again.
All right.
All right, Emily, is there anything that you would like to add?
Nope, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for letting us be on the air.
It is so wonderful to have you here, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I think both of you are the cool ones. What do you think?
Yeah, but I'm really the cool one.
Well, thank you so much, Abby and Emily Covert, for being on our show today. Kids in the Community has been brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance. If you know of another group or individual who deserves recognition, nominate them at sunny106.fm.